You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The nonpartisan primary election for the superintendent of public instruction, Wisconsin's top education post, that is 2 weeks away. Seven candidates are running in the primary ahead of the April 6th general election. And next up in our candidate interviews is Sheila Briggs, an assistant state superintendent for the Division for Academic Excellence at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. What do you want to know about her priorities for public schools in our state? It's 800-642-1234. Sheila, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's begin with why you want this job to be the next state superintendent.
Thanks. So I began my 30-year career as a kindergarten teacher. Then I became a principal and later worked in the central office in Madison as an administrator supporting 32 elementary schools. I really couldn't have imagined leaving until I got a phone call from Tony Evers and he asked me to serve in his cabinet. And I have been spending my entire career really fighting for our public schools and for equity for all of our students. And we still have a lot of work to be done. And so I am very eager to continue as the next state superintendent because I want to continue that work. I think we need to stop chasing test scores. It is actually hurting our kids and our test scores are actually going down because of it. We really have to stop demonizing our teachers. We need to get back to supporting them and providing them with the things that they need to be able to do their job. And finally, the way we fund our public schools just isn't working. And so I am very eager to continue building upon the work that I've started. I have deep relationships across the state and I know how to get things done. And so I know it's going to be challenging, but I'm going to be ready to lead the department on day one.
Let's go back to number one on your list, equity. How do you address Wisconsin's enormous racial and economic disparities that divide student achievement across our state?
Yeah, it's an excellent question, and it is the most important issue that we have to be addressing. I've spent my entire career working on this. In fact, when I was a principal in the Madison School District, we were able to take our third grade reading scores from 58% proficient or advanced to 100% of our third graders reading. I know how to do this work. I know how to get it done. At the state, I've also been leading in several areas where we're getting results in closing racial achievement gaps. I'll give you one example. We've been focusing on making sure that all of our teachers have access to really high quality instructional materials that are aligned to the standards that we're teaching. And in the places where we've had success in shifting the way our schools and districts are approaching reading and math, we're seeing increased student achievement, but especially for the kids that are farthest behind, they're growing the fastest. And on top of it, we're also hearing from teachers that they are finding newfound joy for teaching, which is also really important to me because we need to mitigate the teacher shortage that we're facing in Wisconsin. And so that tells me we're doing the right things because teachers are telling us that they are seeing increased student engagement and success for all kids, which is exactly what we're working for. And so that's one way that we're going to continue working on making sure everybody gets the access to the best instruction available so everyone can be successful.
We're talking with one of the seven candidates running for state superintendent. Sheila Briggs is an assistant state superintendent at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, DPI. You can join in with your questions for her, 800-642-1234. Sheila, students are falling behind amid the pandemic. Being able to stay on grade level through all of this virtual schooling and is very, very difficult. As you look at the pandemic and it continues, when do you think schools should be holding instruction virtually? When should kids be in the classroom?
Yeah, I think, first of all, let me just say this has been a challenge for everyone throughout this pandemic. I guess that's why they call it a crisis. It's been hard on our kids, that's for sure. It's been incredibly challenging for our teachers to continue to be able to pivot from remote instruction to in-person instruction and sometimes back to remote instruction. And certainly our parents have really had to step up and be incredibly supportive of our children as they're trying to continue learning through this crisis. I think there is no question whatsoever that we can never replace the importance of having our children, you know, together face to face with each other and with their teachers. I think we're all working as hard as we can to make sure that we can get back to that. I think there's a couple things we need to make sure happens. First of all, we need to make sure our teachers are getting access to the vaccine as soon as possible. We need to make sure that they are safe. We need to make sure our children and the families that they're going back to are safe. And so that needs to be a priority. We also need to be making sure that all of our teachers and schools have access to protective equipment to make sure that when they are in person, that can also be done safely. And then I think, finally, we have to make sure that as a community, we're really prioritizing this idea of having our children back to school and in person with their teachers. And so we all have to just collectively make sure we continue to do things like, you know, wearing our masks so that we can keep the virus under control as much as possible in the community so that we can be successful in having everyone safely back to school.
How would you change Wisconsin's funding formulas that determine how much state support goes to schools each year?
Yeah, there is no question that our current funding formula is not working. We really shouldn't have a system that is designed around the amount of property wealth behind a kid. We really have to fund our schools based on what kids need. And we know that some kids cost a little bit more to educate, and we need to be willing to put forth additional funding to do that. For example, our special education funding is woefully inadequate. We have about a $1 billion gap in funding to support our special education students. And we also know that that doesn't just hurt our special education students. It hurts all students because we end up drawing funding away from the general funding formula. So that needs to change. We need to be reimbursing our districts for a minimum of 60% of their special education costs. And we really need to shoot for even higher than that. We're also woefully underfunding the support for our English learners. So we are reimbursing less than 10 cents to every dollar there. And again, that is something that impacts our entire population of students. And then finally, I would just say, we also take $385 million right off the top and send that to private voucher schools. And I think it's about time that we look at making sure that we are meeting our constitutional obligation to fully fund our public schools. And so I think all of that needs to be relooked at.
Would you take funds away from voucher schools?
I think that we have been going down this path of voucher schools for several decades now, and we're just not seeing results. It is time for us to really rethink how we are funding our public schools. And so certainly we can't pull the rug out from under the children and the families that are currently attending schools. It's certainly my job to support all children across the state of Wisconsin, but it's time for us to relook at the funding formula.
Sheila, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Sheila Briggs is an assistant state superintendent for the Division for Academic Excellence at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Coming up, we have another candidate vying to become Wisconsin's next state superintendent of public instruction. What questions do you have for Troy Gunderson? What do you want to know about his positions or past work? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.